narrated Abayah bin Rifa'ah. My grandfather, Rafi', said, "We were in the company of the Prophet, peace be upon him, at Dhul Hulayfah, and the people suffered from hunger. We got some camels and sheep as booty, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, was still behind the people. They hurried and put the cooking pots on the fire. When he, peace be upon him, came, he ordered that the cooking pots should be upset, and then he distributed the booty amongst the people, regarding 10 sheep as equal to 1 camel. Then a camel fled, and the people chased it till they got tired, as they had a few horses for chasing it. So a man threw an arrow at it and caused it to stop, with Allah's permission. On that, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Some of these animals behave like wild beasts, so, if any animal flees from you, deal with it in the same way." My grandfather asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, "We hope, or are afraid, that we may meet the enemy tomorrow, and we have no knives. Can we slaughter our animals with canes?" Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, replied, "If the instrument used for slaughtering causes the animal to bleed profusely, and if Allah's name is mentioned on slaughtering it, then eat it. That is, it is lawful. But don't use a tooth or nails, and I am telling you the reason. A tooth is a bone, and slaughtering with a bone is forbidden, and nail is the slaughtering instrument of the Ethiopians."